We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 1 o'clock in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. I don't want to waste any time. Want to jump to the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. I want to get to the phones, and I want to talk to Greg, the sharpshooter outlaw. Greg's got a big fight coming up this Saturday night at the Beltway Battles. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster down at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. Greg will be taking on Wilfredo Buelvas. Greg, what's up, man? Thank you very much for taking some time with us.
Man, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your professional career, man. You're 10-1, five knockouts. You were 70-12 as an amateur. You've got a lot going on, local guy with a chance to win a big fight this Saturday night. How'd you get to this point in your career?
Hard work, keeping God first, and this is my plan. This is what I've been planning to do since I was a kid. I've been boxing for a long time. I knew my time would come, and slowly but surely, I'm getting to where I want to be in life.
What is it about that's keeping you so focused to make sure that you get to that point?
Seeing other fighters I grew up with and seeing how I grew up and putting really the stuff I put my body through, I have to get to the top. I posted a post yesterday and I said, I chose the box. Boxers didn't choose me. Like a typical boxer cliche, they say boxing chose them. I don't agree with that because the stuff I put my body through, I'd have been quit if boxing chose me. I chose to do this thing right here.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Greg, how do you get it? Like, boxers always have cool nicknames. Yours is quite cool because everybody calls you Sharpshooter. But I think Outlaw as a last name is also really cool. How did you land on Sharpshooter rather than just being like the Outlaw?
Right. So most people don't really believe that's my last name. And I tell people all the time, yes, that's my last name. I technically don't need a boxing name. But I think I've been called Sharpshooter since high school. It was Money Man, but really Sharpshooter. And I feel like I've been sharpening everything I did as far as my craft, any sport I played, my schoolwork. I was always top 10 in my class. So Sharpshooter just became who I am.
Greg, you went to college with this dude man that we work with every day, Jeff Walker. Do you think he can be a boxer?
Jeff was a pretty athletic man. Boxing ain't for everybody, though. I don't know if my man if he can do that.
He don't want to take one to the side or to the side of the head.
Yeah, this is a little rough. This ain't a sport for everybody. Everybody can want boxing, they get punched in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different. That's my guy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, let me ask, what should I call you? Greg, Sharpshooter, Outlaw, or Champ? What do you prefer? Those are all options. Yeah,
you call me all three, but Outlaw is good. The Champ is good, you know. All right. We all saying the same thing. Don't matter.
We're going with Outlaw.
That's cool. That sounds good.
Was the last idiot? And maybe we have to go back as far as Largo High School. Who was the last dummy that was just kind of stepped to you, like didn't realize you were a boxer? Because I imagine now you're a professional. You probably got people around you that make sure dumb stuff doesn't happen. But, like, surely you were 15 or 17 and somebody made a drastic mistake.
Not really, because my school I went to, I went to Largo High School, but that wasn't my neighborhood zone. So I was supposed to go to like a school called Flowers or Duval, but me going to Lago, they knew I wasn't my neighborhood. I wasn't. I grew up in a little rougher neighborhood. I wasn't from around that way, so nobody really picked on me. I had a lot of people behind me. I actually almost got into a fight in college with a football player, and I almost had to put these hands on him. But thankfully, his teammates calmed down, and he wound up realizing I know how to fight, and he kind of calmed down. But over a basketball game too, wasn't even that serious. I come in peace. So if anybody messed with me, it's because they came at me because I'm a peacemaker.
But I put your hands. He's just like Anthony.
I got to be honest. Somebody that decides
somebody that fought 82 fights. I don't know about no peacemaker.
Yeah, here, your name is Sharpshooter Outlaw. I'm not exactly sure you're a peacemaker. That's like Wyatt Earp in the Wild West called himself a peacemaker because he carried the biggest. How about this? If you were to compare yourself to any other fighter, like who did you grow up loving to watch or something like that?
I love Muhammad Ali, not just for what he stood for in the ring, but what he stood for outside the ring. He just was a man of many different talents. And, like, I want to be like him in the sense of he didn't have to really have bodyguards and things of that nature going around the world. He was a people's person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what got me. That's a part of who I am. Like, I'm always shouting out all the people that support me. I'm always showing love, hugging everybody, talking to everybody. I remain humble who I am. That's how I got here today.
Great. You and JP have something in common here. You go into the ring listening to Kodak Black. JP hangs out with him in hockey games. Choose that song? I mean, Gremlin, choose that song by him.
That was just my theme for that fight. Now I'm kind of sticking with the Super Gremlin hashtag, but I like the song, and I was fighting for a belt, so I'm like, let me just go Gremlin mode, and then I just stuck with it, and everybody was like, it's catchy, and then I had it on the back of my uniform, and I came out to the song, and it was cranking, and then I put on a Gremlin-type performance, I guess, first-round knockout.
Wow. I think I do the same when I go Gremlin mode, and that's why me and Kodak have such a bond. Like when I asked him how much his teeth cost, and he told me a grip, and I kind of just looked at him like, all right, cool. Not exactly sure what it meant.
What that meant, right.
Yeah. I've since looked it up, and that's a lot of damn money to spend on your teeth.
Yeah, that was $500.
We're talking to our friend Greg Sharpshooter Outlaw. You can see him box against Wilfredo Buelvas of Colombia Saturday night in the main event at the Beltway Battles. Saturday, May 28th at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. You can still get tickets on Ticketmaster, part of a series of pro boxing fights held in D.C. What does it mean for you? I imagine you travel a fair amount for fights. What does it mean for you to get to do it back home in D.C.?
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. So somebody asked me this yesterday, what does it feel like to fight in front of your home fans? I had explained to them. If I could fight here, Alaska, or California, my fans are going to travel. That's what I'm thankful for. So, like I said, in Atlantic City, I just fought, and I sold the most tickets out of even people that's from Atlantic City, you know. So, I sell a lot of tickets, but even here is just first time fighting here, back at home since 3 years. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to pack the place out. It's going to be a bunch of good young fighters on the card, and that hometown energy is nothing like it.
Greg, y'all know when you go into a ring, you believe that you can beat anybody. But what is it that you need to be looking forward to when you try to fight with Fredo?
First round, he's going to come out, I think he's going to come out strong, throwing a lot of big punches. That's not everybody, though. A lot of people come out strong because you're in the most shape on the first round because, you know, you're brand new. You know, you're fresh. So just come out. I plan on coming out smart on my jab. You know, a lot of feints, keeping my defense tight, seeing what he's doing. And I don't get paid for overtime, so if you make a miss, I'm gonna make him pay, and then I can punch. So whatever happens. But I'm prepared to go the distance. You know, I'm prepared for war, but I'm planning if I can make it easy, I'm gonna make it easy.
So your motto: every fight, you try to get out as quick as you can.
Yeah, unscathed, unharmed. You know, just get in there, get out. But I'm always prepared. I work hard, I train hard, so I'm prepared to go to war, go the distance if I have to. But I don't, you know. Like I said, I don't get paid for overtime, so if I can get him out of there, get home, you know what I'm saying, why not? Why not, you know?
How many rounds is the fight scheduled for Saturday night?
Eight.
Eight rounds, okay. So am I reading this right? So you currently hold the gold junior welterweight championship belt, but this is not a belt fight Saturday. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's not. So they didn't sanction the belt. It's like a list of things. It's a long process, actually. Like, you got to go through a sanctions body, and they have, you got to get, sometimes you got to pay for the bout to get sanctioned, and there's a lot of little things. So we didn't do it this fight. I was prepared to, but we didn't do it this fight.
Gotcha. I want to ask you about another perhaps long process. I've heard, whether it's myth or reality, that boxers have to go weeks, months, some period of time without sex before a fight. Do you subscribe to that method? And if so, how long?
So some people do it 2 weeks, some people do it four. I do it six, so you can imagine.
What?
I'm off back to back camps. So that's just a little rough.
So it's after them 6 weeks, boy, you're a terror.
I know why Outlaw wants to get the fight over as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Outlaw's going to be in the back of an RV within 10 minutes of that fight ending.
Greg, you have different motivations to get that fight over, I see.
Absolutely, no question. Yes, God, goodness gracious.
if you want to follow Outlaw on Twitter, it's at @SShooterOutlaw. So what about, like, just from movies and watching 24/7 and stuff, like, I have an idea what the training is like. But when you get into your last few days before a fight, like, what will you eat on Friday? Like, when are weigh-ins? And when can you have your last,
you don't really eat till after weigh-in, probably.
I'm asking.
Yeah, no. So in a week of the, so this is funny. Before the fight, everybody's saying, you ready for May 28th? And I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to wait for, I can't wait May 28th. But then a week of the fight, everybody asks me, you ready for May 28th? I say, no, I'm ready for May 27th. Which is weigh-in, then I'm ready for May 28th. So right now is probably the roughest time of the whole camp, really. Like, this is the worst part for me, for most boxers, because you got to cut the weight and can't really eat too much. And, so it's a little rough system we got. It's like it's like science behind this, a lot to explain. But this is the worst week for real. But a lot of it's mental, and I pride myself with being mentally strong, so I got one more day to work out a little bit, and then Friday, goodness, when I get off that scale, as soon as I step off, before I face off, before I begin to the little rowdy, but I want to drink something, drink some juice, drink my protein shake to stop my rehydration process, and then I'm ready to fight. And then May 28th.
I was in Atlantic City with Sean Bay Mitchell, and I walked in his room, and I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? He had like 97 degrees in that room. And he had a banana sitting on the table. And I went to grab the banana. He said, man, you touch that banana, I'll kill you. That's the first thing he was going to eat once he got off that scale. And you got to make sure you get your weight right. You don't do all that work and then be overweight.
Outlaw, what's the first thing you're going to eat after weigh-ins?
So we got, like I said, we don't have a typical system as a boxer because we cut weight a little different. We got like a system we adopted from some MMA fighters back in the day, but so my system basically works. I get off the scale, I get some protein shakes in me, and then I get some rice that like for the salt, and it gets in like a sort of water to stick. And then I don't really eat my first meal until like late at night. Shout out to my Liz, she fixed me some oxtails. It was like some curry chicken, some Caribbean, and some rice, and then I'm gonna go crazy. Ooh-wee. I can't think about it right now. I'm excited.
Oh, Outlaw, man. Let me ask you this. What are you more excited for, when you can get that big plate of oxtails and Caribbean rice and everything else, or when the celibacy ends? How do you rank those two?
Oh, man, that's rough. I think the oxtail is better because
Hey, you better hope the lady that you gonna be with not listen to this show. Go get some oxtails.
Nah, it was understood. I got to be explained that when you hungry, it's not like being starving. Ain't nothing like hungry. Being hungry, man. Goodness gracious.
I don't know, man. 6 weeks is pretty damn starving too, though.
It actually was longer, way longer than that. I just said I choose to do 6 weeks because I was already in camp. So I'm pretty disciplined though. I'm strong. That ain't nothing to me. I can do that. That's really. I mean, it sucks, but I'm ready for the food.
It does.
Feed me.
We know.
Feed me some food.
We should introduce you. We have an associate producer here named The Stallion, who once went 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And that was by his own choice, he claims. So
that was by his own choice.
Maybe he could be a fighter.
He kept striking out. You the sharpshooter. He's a misser.
He's a misser. Okay, yeah, I'm shooting. I can shoot.
What should folks expect to see Saturday night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena?
Smart boxing. You're going to see... I'm going to look good, I'm going to feel good, I'm going to perform good. I'm going to be dressed down on my defense. I'm going to show you some punch of power, and I'm going to show you ring IQ.
All right. Last question, and I need you to do me a favor if you don't mind.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor and go kick Wilfredo Beloivas' ass, please?
Oh, that was already done. So that was the easy favor. I thought you were going to say something hard. That's the easy favor.
All right. Well, then next week, send us some oxtails to the station.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I got to shout out Mom Liz. I got to ask my Caribbean mom. She probably going to listen. You got to ask her.
If Mom Liz, we would shout her out so much. Believe me.
Hey, Outlaw, did you grow up a Redskin fan, a Washington football team?
Absolutely, no question, die hard.
All right, good. So Peterson grew up a damn Cowboys fan. At least you're a local fan. What do you think of the name change? How you doing with Commanders?
It's a little different. I'd rather be something else. But like, if anybody can get acquainted and to the New Orleans Pelicans, if that can be okay, Commanders should be all right. I don't really, agree, but it is what it is. I could be I'm a Commander.
All right.
The worst name in pro sports is the Utah Jazz, because
the Jazz came from New Orleans,
right,
though.
New Orleans Jazz makes sense. You go to Utah,
there's no damn Jazz.
Jazz is probably illegal. So at least we're a step ahead. My only complaint with Commanders is there's no nickname. So, like, if you're going to go meet up with the fellas, hey, guys, let's all go watch the, what are you going to say, the comms game, the Manders game? Like,
the Mans, man.
I'm asking.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
It'll grow on you.
Something organic needs to happen.
Something organic needs to happen.
It'll happen. It's going to grow. That's an easy one to grow. That's an easy name to grow on. It's not the Pelicans or the Jazz, so it should be good. The Pelicans is crazy to me.
Fred, why are you talking about my state bird, man?
My bad.
Hey, sharpshooter, Greg, sharpshooter, outlaw, champ, thank you for the time, man. It's been a lot of fun talking
fun,
to you.
Man.
Go kick some ass Saturday
appreciate
night.
Appreciate you anytime.
Appreciate you, brother.
I got you.
Take right, care of what you need to after.
Hopefully.
All right.
For sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you guys can follow.
Both of those dudes were good, man.
Dude,
Anthony and
that.
Also Greg. I like both of them, man. They seem to be more than just boxers. They think a little bit more outside, and they take care of business somewhere else, too. I like that.
Now, Jeff, are these dudes both in the same weight class? Have they fought each other?
No, they haven't fought each other.
But are they both in the same weight class?
I'm
Or Outlaw's
really,
a little bit bigger, I guess?
A little bit.
Was he a what?
And, they probably fought, different conferences and things, so they probably wouldn't fight each other, especially since they're coming from, the same camp and things.
Outlaw's super lightweight, wasn't
Nah, they're both super lightweight.
Yeah, they Peterson? Both super light. Okay.
But Peterson's super light or super feather?
I think it was super light. Let me check.
I thought they were both super light.
140 is super light, I think. I saw that yesterday.
Here's what I know. Both those dudes can't wait to eat and do something else. When we come back, let's talk about the Pro Bowl. There's a change of pace. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Frying pan. Beavis and Finley, 1:30 in the afternoon.
1:30.
If you haven't seen this video, the Commanders just tweeted out a picture of, I'll assume it's, who's throwing that ball, Jeff? Is it Carson? Yeah, it's Carson. Carson Wentz with a little dump off to J.D. McKissick. Everybody's worried about his checkdowns. He was able to throw that one pretty well. J.D. McKissick broke off a move on James, I believe it's James Smith-Williams, that is just vicious. And that's what J.D. can do, man. And when he went out last year, think about what an impact he made on that offense when he went down for the last 4 or 5 games of the year, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. It was a major impact. I mean, if Terry wasn't doing something, nobody else was. Logan's out. Terry, if they were doubling him to take him out the game, there was nobody else.
So I just retweeted. If you want to see it, you can check it out at JP Finley NBCS. All right, so Brian Mitchell, Ian Rappaport, and a number of others came out yesterday and said they were going to see what the NFL wants to see what its options are when it comes to the Pro Bowl. And obviously, anybody except Ahmed, who somehow, I guess, bet on the Pro Bowl last year. And made a bunch of money. But anybody that watched the Pro Bowl last year knows it was an awful product. Like, I'm a football junkie. I'll watch the USFL. Like, I'm into all of it. But the Pro Bowls, when there just isn't tackling, it's a joke.
It's atrocious.
And that was a joke. So they've asked, what are some options to spruce up the Pro Bowl? And I think for me, you get rid of the football and you just turn it into a series of really fun position by position group challenges.
Yeah.
Like how about relays?
Relay races?
I've always wanted defensive backs and receivers.
Like egg on a spoon race.
No, defensive backs and receivers have always talked about, I know when I first got here, we were talking about like the offense and defense having a track team, like a four by one relay. I would love to see something like that.
Like, who's the fastest team?
Yeah, I'd rather see them have a race. Like, the NFC, AFC, get the four top guys, run the 4x1, run something like a track meet, do some...
It'd be more fun if you did it by teams. Yeah, and like,
but no, I mean, everybody don't make the Pro Bowl off a team, so you got to leave it at the conference.
That's true.
So then you just basically sit there and you do different events. Like I told you, me going against Ironhead Haywood and those little agility drills,
yeah,
that was fun as hell. Because if you're not going to do real football, don't have people paying that type of money to go out there and watch you play around. Because last year was ridiculous. They'll come over there, tag a guy on one play, the ref will blow the whistle. The next guy, they call, oh, no, he didn't tackle, it was a touchdown.
So PFT commenter via Diana Rossini, PFT's our friend, obviously, had some ideas where you fly all the Pro Bowlers and two guests to Vegas. They each get to bring their wife and perhaps their mistress, whoever they want the second guest to be. There's no football game, but there's a golf tournament. Longest drive on the first hole gets a horse. Closest to the hole in the last par three gets a car. And the longest putt made gets to tear up their contract and instantly become an unrestricted free agent.
Well, PFT, until you put that last thing, they ain't going to happen.
Well,
they'll never give a person, because they just think the NFL.
I also don't think they're going to get a horse either.
I mean, you give them a car, you give them a horse. I mean, a horse cheaper.
Here's the real idea, though. and I think this would have some legs. Instead of the Pro Bowl that weekend, which is irrelevant, you do some fun stuff. You do a relay race like you want. I'd love to see a offensive line and defensive line slam dunk contest. Those big fellas are still super athletic. I think that'd be pretty entertaining to watch.
That'd be too many goals broken.
Maybe. What about like a half-court shooting contest between...
But the whole thing about it, let's be real.
And the quarterback skills challenge is always
okay,
awesome.
I'll just say this. Out of all of the All-Star events, theirs has fallen off the most.
By a
we
mile.
Understand it's not serious. But at least at a certain point, they do get serious. Football has just completely just said to hell with it. They gave the whole fan base a one-finger salute. Baseball, yes, we understand. They make everybody go in and pitch. But down the stretch, pitchers are trying to strike people out. Guys are trying to take a yard. Basketball, they mess around. But you know what? You can play basketball halfway have fun.
Fourth quarter of the NBA All-Star game serious. Is awesome, yeah.
It's kind of hard to play football half-ass and get something out of it.
It's impossible.
Yeah, so it's just, if you're going to do it, do it. You know?
What if you change Pro Bowl weekend? Obviously, you still name Pro Bowlers, and you have skills challenges. You have the quarterbacks throwing the ball for accuracy. You have, you know, big guys sumo wrestling, whatever kind of ideas you can come up with. But instead of the Pro Bowl game, which is unwatchable, you come up with a legit third-place game, and you attach some money to it to motivate guys to play.
There you go.
Think about last year. But if the Sunday before the Super Bowl, got to watch Chiefs versus Niners.
What are the Pro Bowlers getting paid for?
Whatever their current bonuses are, they still get it.
But I'm saying they're going to get it just because they made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay,
because it still shows they played at a high level.
Then they have to show up and do appearances and things of that nature.
Half of them turn it down anyway.
Well, I'm just saying some of them have. No. If I'm changing it, I need you to come. I need you to help me promote it. But so I'm gonna have all the Pro Bowlers here, and we're gonna have a real game go on with money attached to it. Then the league can probably make more money than they were for the Pro Bowl.
I think if the league think about the World Cup. The World Cup's the biggest entity in sports, right? They do a third place game. Those soccer players that play at that level, they're quadrabillionaires. They're rich as hell, right? Mm-hmm. But they still suit up for that third place game. Yeah. Now, some of them might not if they're hurt or whatever it is. That Chiefs Niners game, maybe it won't be played to the same level of intensity. Because there's some obvious disappointment in losing and playing in the...
Hey, I got one more game and I know I can get another check. Hell, I'm going to give you what I got.
Dude, you know what that game could sell for?
A lot?
Like, if Amazon wants that game...
Yeah.
Like, if TNT doesn't have any football, but they're like, yo, we'll give you 50 mil for that game, the whole country would watch it.
Hell yeah.
The whole country would watch it.
But like right now, and they do nothing. Like back in the day, the Pro Bowl was played serious. There were more people hurt in the skill competitions than hurt in the Pro Bowl. Now they're worried about people. I just think that they have put too much worry into it. Play the damn game. It's a game where people will get hurt. The fact that you're trying to save everybody from being hurt means more people are going to get hurt because they're not going to work hard enough to get to the level they need to be at.
You gotta get them out there in some capacity. Landfill, you got any ideas for the Pro Bowl?
It's tough because, I mean, the guys just don't want to get hurt and... But the games suck because of that.
They don't want, like you said, they don't want to get hurt.
I understand why they don't want to.
They can be hurt in everything in this day and age.
If you're going to keep it, I recognize that the third place game is probably a pipe dream. I think you lean into gambling and just make it a series of bettable contests. And you make it a bracket of, I mean, the easiest one to do would be the quarterbacks, but you could do a quarterback skills challenge with, you got four QB. I mean, how six quarterbacks get named to the Pro Bowl, right? Three on each side. So you make your bracket and there's a play-in game or whatever the hell, or you have to open it up to four quarterbacks. The skills challenge of quarterbacks is easy, but you could do something with the running backs where there's a comparable skills challenge or a long jump or whatever. You make brackets out of this thing.
You could do football skill things, you know, running with the football, cutting and things of that nature, and they're racing with it. You don't have to completely go against the sport. I just thought that the DBs and receivers, they're the biggest divas in sports. So let them race each other. They said, I'm faster than you. No, race. Show us.
All of them think they're faster than their counterpart.
Yeah.
No matter what. It's just, I don't know that there's a good idea to save the Pro Bowl in its current constitution.
I think that they have ruled all the rule changes their way from not being able to fix it.
Did you have an idea, Jeff?
Man, I saw something on the internet one time, and I completely agree with this idea. They said for the Pro Bowl, the two lowest-ranked teams should play for the number one draft pick. That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, the owners want you to play real hard, but the players are going to say, what the hell are we getting for it?
And who gets the number one draft pick? The winner?
The winner, yeah. It stops teams from tanking.
Because if the loser get it, then you know I'm trying to lose again.
Yeah, right. Then you start Jake Fromm at quarterback.
I'm playing all the guys that were on practice squad throughout the year.
Yeah, but if you're the quarterback.
But that might backfire on you.
Yeah.
If you're the quarterback on a team in that game, you just want to throw as many picks as possible.
Yeah, because otherwise they're taking your replacement.
Exactly.
I like that idea. I like real ideas on this thing. There's almost always a tiebreaker for the draft. There's almost always two teams coming in at 8-9 or whatever. Maybe make them play. But the problem is.
But the rule is it was no blitzing. Is that guys took care of each other for the most part. But you have to tackle somebody. That two-hand touch, jogging at like 20% on the field, that's garbage.
Sean Taylor believed in hitting in the Pro Bowl.
And guess what? I would have loved to play the Pro Bowl with and against Sean, because you know what? When I buckled up the helmet, it meant business. When you buckle your helmet, your whole life, when you finally went snap, snap, that's when you knew it was about to happen. And you do that, and then you go out there and play around, and you ain't serious about your game.
How about this idea? Because a lot, I would say offensive linemen, but players all over the league, there's a ton of hunters, just like Jeff Walker. How about skeet shooting contest? That's from Jeff Woodbury.
I mean, it worked.
Fun to watch.
Anything they can do. But I think, you know, if I'm going to the Pro Football Pro Bowl game, I want to see football. I mean, the other sports, it works with them. They do the same skill level that they do, and they can still entertain us. Why is it that football, we are not entertained?
Lineman 7-on-7s.
Like with a lineman at quarterback?
Quarterback, receiver.
Now you're really trying to get somebody hurt.
We got to make some bets.
They're going to try to make some cuts and just mess everything up.
It's time to get rich with B. Mitch and Finley Action. Heard it here first comes next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff don't know who's leading.
See,
let's see if Jeff actually kept his piece of paper this week.
So, I had to keep writing over because somebody keeps throwing my paper away. I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's between either Drab, Valdez, Darius, hey, one of y'all.
Can I ask a question?
You have a phone?
Yeah.
There's a notes section.
Yeah, see,
That, Jeff, I just have, a question. So your plan in this radio station that is the ultimate rule of the jungle, everything gets taken, everything gets thrown away, nothing is safe in here. Your plan is just to write this stuff on a random loose leaf piece of paper and leave it by the computer and hope it stays there?
It says, do not throw away.
Because last time, they don't read here.
See, another thing is, I don't want
you bring
notes.
That laptop with you, right?
Yes, but all my stuff is interconnected. So if I put it in my notes, it's going to go on my laptop. And then I'm going to forget to delete it, and then it's just going to be clutter on
Jeff,
my phone.
Jeff, put the piece of paper in your laptop bag and just bring it home and to work with you.
But if he does that, then it's going to be too heavy. He can't carry it.
You think that single loose-leaf sheet of paper is going to weigh down odd tool belt laptop bag? I've never seen a laptop bag made by DeWalt or whatever you got over there.
It's I don't know if it's Thule or Tool, but I bought
T-H-U-L-E.
It from...
T-H-U-L-E. What is that?
I bought it from Best Buy.
Thule.
They definitely make power tools.
Yeah, I know that they make bike racks, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, whatever. How we doing through two nights?
Through two nights, JP, you are in the lead at 2-0.
Booyah!
I'm in second place at 1-2. And Landfill
you
and B-Man.
You're in second at 1-2? Wow, that's awful.
Landfill.
I'm in 1-1, my bad. Thank goodness.
How the hell could you be 1-2 through two nights?
I'm like, damn. Whew.
All right.
But yeah.
And Landfill and B-Mitch, you're 0-2?
0-2, tied together.
All right. One of you two offers gets to start, Landini or B, you're up.
Not all at once.
I'm going to take the under in the Nats game.
It's getting to be a safe part of town.
Okay, I'm going to take the under in the Nats game, and I'm going to take the under in the
East Coast unders?
East Coast game tonight.
East Coast unders, B Mitch is on board. I do want to tell the world that I did just get a sharp pick texted to me by a friend. This is going to take guts to put this in. Cincinnati Reds are 12-30 on the season. And if you want to bet with a sharp Vegas bettor, he says take the Reds.
To win tonight?
Yeah. I, however, had already made up my mind, and I'm going to keep riding my hot streak three weeks, one in a row. Celtics win tonight. I'm going to lay the 2.5. I'm not a guy that likes to lay points very often, but tonight we're going to do it. Celtics minus 2.5, Jeff. Write it down in pencil on your random sheet of paper that you hope nobody throws away.
They won't. All right. My parlay, I got Boston winning tonight, and I got the Yankees and Orioles on the over.
How many straight Yankee bets have you lost?
All of them.
I actually won my bet last night on the Yankees and Orioles.
Oh, you just had the over?
I said the over, yeah.
All right. The action is placed. We'll see how we do. Here's a quick PSA for a lot of people in my mentions, as the kids say. I tweeted out, so the Commanders tweeted out a dope video of JD McKissick making a silly catch on a pass from Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are telling me that I'm wrong because the guy that made the catch is number 23, and J.D. McKissick wears number 41.
He changed his number.
Newsflash, folks. He changed his number this offseason.
That's why I told you sometimes you got to just see. You got to just
I'm trying to help the people.
No, sometimes you got to just tell them to shut the hell up instead of just explaining all the time because people always want to think this. Like, you got people on social media who are the dumbest people in the world who think they're the smartest. Because you spell something and spell check finishes up. Oh, you spelled that wrong. Whoop-de-doo, shoot me. Who gives a damn?
Who gives a damn is right. Thank you to Chris Miles. Thank you to Greg Sharpshooter Outlaw. You can go watch Outlaw Saturday night at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. He's got there's a bunch of fights. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I've enjoyed talking to the boxers this week.
Yeah, it was cool.
Thank you to the boys in the aquarium, Jeff and Landfill. Thank you to Brian for always smelling so good. Thank you to everyone that called in and listened today. Grant and Danny coming up next. Nats Dodgers at 4. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you a random loose leaf piece of paper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.